coins. The Currency Optimization, Innovation, and National Savings Act of 2017. This is a piece of legislation being sponsored by Senators McCain and Inzi, designed to modernize our nation's currency. This bill could save our nation approximately $150 million per year. And while this could help address our nation's budget, it also means change. Replacing the dollar bill with a dollar coin, something that's been tried before, reducing the cost of producing the nickel, and for me, the most difficult of all, the elimination of the penny. When I read about the possible end of the penny, I got a bit nostalgic. I know that producing a penny now costs more than the coin itself, but the penny? That's part of my youth. I remember counting pennies and putting them into coin rolls. I remember people giving out pennies at Halloween. I even remember penny candy. And I still remember the little poem my aunt taught me. Find a penny and pick it up, and all the day you'll have good luck. I know it's possible to replace penny in that poem with quarter, but find a quarter and pick it up? It just doesn't sound right to me. It's strange. I'm nostalgic about something that I find annoying and usually try to avoid. In a store, if they're about to give me back a penny or two, I just say keep it. Or I put in that little dish that now reads, take a penny, give a penny. And every month or two, I go through the drawer, I throw my change at the end of the day, and I clean out all the pennies because they're just taking up room. And the fact is, in most of my transactions in stores, they don't involve cash. I just use plastic. So why am I nostalgic for something I rarely use and always try to avoid? An item that has little impact on my life, and if eliminated, would be good for our nation. I suppose that's the nature of nostalgia. It's not based upon reason, but on memory and feelings. It's more about remembering how it was than thinking about what it needs to be. While nostalgia is warm and fuzzy and allows us to reminisce about days gone by, it's not necessarily the best way to make a decision about the future. There are times we have to allow the past to remain in the past so that we can create a stronger and more dynamic tomorrow. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.